is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening as always. Back into another week, trying to make it to the weekend again. And boy, is there a lot going on in the world. Canada, a new prime minister in Liberal Mark Carney, who'll have to call an election though pretty soon to go up against Conservative Pierre Poilievre. And that's as far as we'll go into serious news here. All fun stuff on this show. And here in the U.S., we're creeping into March Madness with college basketball conference tournaments on now before NCAA tournament brackets are set this coming Sunday. So about to be a lot of distracted workers the next few weeks.
My favorite stories of the day.
If this woman is guilty of what she's accused of, she was either in a hurry or blind or both, or played too much Grand Theft Auto video game and lost her sense of reality, because this 29-year-old in Arlington, Texas, was arrested in Book last Tuesday morning after local police say she drove her big Chevy Avalanche pickup truck through a stop sign and rammed a little 2012 Ford Focus, whose driver told cops the pickup just kept on going. And so that's what police did, because WFAA ABC 8 is reporting while cops were at the scene of this crash, they got a call about another, about five blocks away, where a big Chevy pickup rear-ended a little Mazda CX-5 mini SUV at a traffic light and then peeled off across a parking lot. Now, police identified the pickup, found it a few blocks away, also found 29-year-old Desiree Talley, who they say was the Grand Theft Auto-esque driver, and said she had several outstanding warrants. That's what landed her in jail, with charges pending on the two hit-and-runs within minutes of the other. And 4 hours south, down I-45 to Houston, is where the day before that happened.
Wait.
A woman stripped off all her clothes on Southwest Airlines Flight 733 that was supposed to take off from Hobby Airport for Phoenix Monday.
What is she? Girl, stop.
And people on board did what people do nowadays, whipped out their cell phones to record proof of the story they would tell later.
Oh, she's killing it.
As that woman got up, took off her hat, shoes, and everything in between, and started walking up and down the aisle, yelling for flight attendants to stop the plane and let her out, telling other passengers she was okay, but had to pee and may pee right there in the aisle. She was also bobbing her head for a few seconds like she was rocking out to music, then went to the cockpit door and started banging on it and yelling. A passenger later told Phoenix's NBC 12 News that it was clear she was having some sort of mental breakdown, so not making fun of that. But they said this went on for about 20 minutes.
They have to pull over. They're going to pull over, right?
Yeah, they did. Turned the plane around and went back to a gate. Police took her to a hospital to get checked. The Houston Chronicle newspaper reported no charges filed. The flight did eventually make it to Phoenix. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Now, police in Florida's Gulf Coast city of Dunedin were called to a motel the Sunday before last because a couple was fighting and it was getting out of hand. And when cops got to their room, they say there were watermelon seeds on the man's face and clothes. He was not eating when they got there. No, they think the mess came from a watermelon that the 51-year-old woman threw at him. Now, she told cops she was not throwing at him, but tossed the watermelon out of frustration. Cops, by the way, did not say how big it was, but hey, a watermelon is still a watermelon. It would hurt either way. But they say she missed. Well, at least close enough, though, for the seeds to fly all over the guy. And the police report also said the couple had been together for 2 years, but officers broke them up, for the moment at least, by taking her to jail for the night and booked her on misdemeanor domestic battery. A judge also kept the breakup going by ordering her to stay away from him. Someone please call 911. Well, the police department in Moore, Oklahoma, would like parents and the rest of us to know that old cell phones may seem like a good toy to give a toddler, since, you know, they're turned off and can take no pictures or anything. But those old phones can still call 911 for an emergency.
Do you have an emergency?
Now, more police shared this 911 call they just got from a toddler playing with an old cell phone, and the dispatcher was apparently not too busy and in a good mood as the kid hung up but called again.
Donuts.
I want donuts.
I'm five, baby.
Are you going to share your donuts?
I'm taking your money.
You gonna take me to mommy now?
Nope. The kid still wanted to talk donuts with cops.
Donuts. That's cool.
I want some donuts. Are you gonna share your donuts?
Donuts.
Can you tell me what kind of donuts you have? Do you have blueberry donuts?
Yeah, the dispatcher obviously wanted blueberry donuts, and this kept going.
Donuts.
Are you going to share?
Right now.
You're not.
The kid eventually hung up, but more police did not let it go. No, officers later showed up to that home for a wellness check with a box of donuts for the kid. Probably no blueberry donuts, though. Gotta figure the dispatcher got those. Back after this break. But first, check out my man DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
I'm coming off at your...
Oh my God, baby, thanks.
If you want to tone those muscles up for the beach or poolside, have I got the goods for you.
I was just going to buy a workout kit.
The workout kit. Two durable, super strong bands guaranteed not to break.
Wait, is this it?
Two bars also guaranteed not to break, which connect to the bars for maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And two all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts. Or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
This is really what's nice, this kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
And now for the world around us.
There's this Chilean-born artist in Denmark who says he loves animals and wanted to make an installation that would bring attention to the modern pig industry and the cruelties of mass meat production. So he made an art piece for an exhibition that opened the week before last in Copenhagen. Now, the installation featured three little piggies, piglets, that he was letting starve to death as part of the artwork's point to show the cruelty. Now, the exhibit itself got international attention, and the Saturday before last, artist Marco Evaristi called police in Copenhagen to report the three little piggies were stolen. And last Tuesday, he says his friend and colleague called to tell him he helped animal rights activists take the piglets. That man, Casper Stevenson, says his 10-year-old daughter made him promise to not let the piglets die, so he says when the activists came to him, he agreed to let them into the exhibition to steal them. And the artist, Evaristi, told Associated Press he thought about it after Stevenson told him and realized this way the piglets would have a happy life. So not mad at his friend's betrayal, but now says he's thinking of reviving the exhibition by maybe either stealing dead piglets from meat processing plants to put that on display, or buy three more piglets, not to kill this time, but to auction off to the highest bidder, promising them a happy life. In Vienna, Austria, there's an 11-piece orchestra that formed back in 1999 called the Vegetable Orchestra because they make music from instruments carved out of veggies like carrots and leeks. And they say the leeks make for a nice-sounding mandolin. This Vegetable Orchestra has been playing with their food for 27 years, putting on 344 concerts over that time. And that was good enough for the Guinness Book of World Records, which awarded the group the honor of being immortalized in the Book of World Records for the most concerts by a vegetable orchestra, as if that's a thing. And they're still going. The musicians say they carve veggies for fresh new instruments before every show, since they say they only last for about 6 hours before starting to rot or lose shape. And those are turned into compost, the instruments, or organic waste as they define it. But the orchestra takes all the unused veggies and throw them in a pot to make soups out of them to serve at their shows. So they cook, clean, carve, and play with their food. Back in a moment.
He'll never do. But, ooh.
Ladies, are you tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? they keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble and stumble into love.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep asking about Dina's husband.
No!
What's up with what's going down, though?
Because if criminals are gonna do criminal things like steal about $770,000 in jewelry from a Tiffany & Company store in Orlando, Florida, never mind dodging all the security cameras. Now, we'll get into that in a moment. But why not plan it out and swallow the earrings before getting caught? Police in Orlando are saying a 32-year-old Houston man opened his pie hole and tossed the earrings down the chute 2 weeks ago as he was being taken to jail. Yeah, cops say he went into the Tiffany store pretending to be a rep for an NBA player with the Orlando Magic, so store workers took him to a VIP room in the back, pulled out the earrings, a $500,000 ring, and other goodies. And that's when they say he snatched the earrings and fought his way out of the store, dodging workers while running out, but not avoiding all the security cameras that caught him in the VIP room, running out of the store, on the mall's parking lot security cameras, getting into his car and leaving, and on public safety cameras and toll records. Orlando police say they tracked down this guy like Gene Hackman and Will Smith were afraid of in the 90s movie Enemy of the State. Got the make and model of the car, license plate number 2, and state highway troopers say they caught up and arrested the guy. It seems criminals never learn to avoid cameras, which goes to planning. As does hiding the evidence and not saying anything about it. Because this guy could have swallowed the earrings, not say anything about it, and pooped them out in jail, which would require a gross search through boo-boo behind bars. But nah, police say he did tell on himself, and officers say they saw him do it. So they got a body x-ray of the man showing the jewelry making its way down. And they ended up waiting for his number 2 to get the 2 earrings back to Tiffany's, which will likely have them clean before going back on display. But you know, one has to wonder if Tiffany's will let a buyer know where they've been.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 11th. Original member of Destiny's Child, now solo, singer and actor, LaToya Luckett, 43. Good Charlotte, twins Joel and Benji Madden, 46. Jackass stunt actor Johnny Knoxville, 54. Actor and homemade mathematician Terrence Howard, got into it with astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson last year. Howard is 56. Interscope music executive and Beats Headphones co-founder Jimmy Iovine, 72. Singer Cheryl Lynn, 74.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Singer Bobby McFerrin, 75. Airplane and Ghost movie director Jerry Zucker, also 75. ABC News correspondent and anchor Sam Donaldson is 91. And on Wednesday, actor Aaron Eckhart will be 57. Bosch, actor Titus Welliver, 63. Actor Courtney B. Vance, 65.
Look what you done to me.
Jackson 5 singer Marlon Jackson will be 68.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Singer-songwriter James Taylor, 77.
Maybe this time I win.
Singer, actor, and dancer Liza Minnelli will be 79. And Agent 99 on Get Smart, actor Barbara Felton will turn 92 Wednesday. Then on Thursday the 13th, actor Emil Hirsch will be 40.
Ooh,
Nina Sky twins Natalie and Nicole Albino will be 41. That 70 Show actor doing 30 on a rape conviction, Danny Masterson, getting prison cake, he'll be 49.
And don't you forget it.
Singer Glenn Lewis, 50.
No need to compete
with the music loud.
Goody Mob rapper Kujo will be 53.
Doing all she can for a man and a baby. Driving herself crazy like the astronaut lady.
And so a rapper and actor Common. Still with Jennifer Hudson, I see. 53. Harlem Blues. Trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, 63. Actor Dana Delaney will be 69. Actor William H. Macy, 75. And singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka will be 86 on Thursday. And that's a wrap for this Real Pod Newscast. Thanks for listening as always, and please have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.